Is it time for go? It looks like it's time for go. So welcome to you all today. Welcome to the people who are here in physical presence, and welcome to all those people who are in our virtual church today. So hello to you all, and I hope that today's worship will bless you and that you will learn some more things about our wonderful and mighty God. So our first couple of songs are these ones. You can tell the Lord that you love him anytime at all. And then a more quiet one, here I am to worship. So let's stand and tell the Lord that we love him.
Come on. You can tell the Lord that you love him anytime. You can tell the Lord that you need him anytime. Thank him for his love and care. Shoot him up an arrow prayer. Yeah. You can tell the Lord that you love him anytime. In the middle of whatever you're doing at school, at lunch, when you're kicking the ball, when you're chasing your mates all over the place, you can talk to the Lord of all. Come on. You can tell the Lord that you love him anytime. You can tell the Lord that you need him anytime. Thank him for his love. Shoot him up an arrow prayer. You can tell the Lord that you love him anytime.
That's right.
When you're happy as Larry, when you're full of joy, when you're blown out by the view, give thanks to the God who showered his blessings on you, and you, and you, and you can tell the Lord that you love him anytime. You can tell the Lord that you need him when anytime, yeah. Thank him for his love and care. Shoot him up an arrow prayer. You can tell the Lord that you love him. You can tell the Lord that you need him. You can tell the Lord that you love him anytime.
Yeah.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're all together love. Altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth.
upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin.
Well, today I wanted to talk to you, or we want to talk together, about praising God with our whole heart, praising God with everything that is within us. When you came into church today, you should all have been given a star. Perhaps you are a star. And a pen. You'll need them later on, so don't lose them. So the text for this day is Psalm 19, which talks about God's wonders throughout the universe. And so we can think of when we see this slide of the universe there, the Milky Way, we can think of how marvelous God is, and the God who created the whole of the heavens and the earth cares about every one of us. God is so big, he's so amazing, and he cares about every single one of us. So, everybody can stand up again. You had a little rest. We are the body of Christ. The peace of the Lord be always with you. So share that peace with each other and with the folk online. So as we sit down again, let's think about times when we've not followed God's ways, and when we've hurt our neighbours, offended them, and maybe offended God too. So we enter a time of confession, when we affirm our trust in God's mercy and confess that we need forgiveness. Lord God, you created this world and made us in your own image. Forgive us when we turn away from you. Lord God, through your Son, you overcame evil and death. Rescue us from slavery to sin. Lord God, by your Holy Spirit, you restore us to fellowship with you and with one another. Breathe your love and freedom into our lives.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you your sins, and keep you in life eternal.
Amen. Our scripture today is Psalm 19. We're going to do this in a little bit of a different way. I want this side of the church to think of yourself today as yellow. All right? I want this side of the church today to think of yourself as white. Okay, and I want the whole of this church, all of you together, to think of yourself as blue. All right? So when the words come up in white, white. When the words come up in yellow, when the words come up in blue, everyone. Okay, let's see if we can confuse me and you. So we'll do this together. So whites go first.
Heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands.
Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge.
They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them.
The voice goes out into all the earth. Their words to the ends of the world.
In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun.
He's like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course.
It rises the sun in the heavens
and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple.
The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart.
The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. By them your servant is warned, keeping them to his great reward.
But who can discern their own errors?
Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May the words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Well, you did very well. You didn't get confused. I wonder if the folk at home got confused by that at all, whether they were just able to read it. So, praising God with our whole heart. Although God's law is as old as time itself, it's still as relevant to us today as it were when God first spoke it. Still as relevant as when David looked up into the heavens, King David, who wrote that psalm, looked up to the heavens and wondered at the stars, at the magnitude of the expanse of time and space, and how God cares about us. So let's reflect on those verses that you've just read out. So let's think about it. What is God's law like? There were a whole lot of clues in that psalm. Do you remember any of them? Let's have a look. Perfect. How perfect was that? We said perfect, and God's law is perfect. So there's nothing at all wrong with it. What else is God's law like? Trustworthy. How about that? You can trust in God. All the time, not just sometimes, God is fully trustworthy, fully reliable. God is right. Okay, bottom line, God is right. Okay, if there's a test, God is right. God's law, right. What else? Radiant. Ooh, how about that? Wow, radiant like the sun, radiant like those stars you've got there in your hand. Radiant. What else? Pure. God's law is pure. There's nothing at all wrong about God's law. It is pure, pure God, pure gold. God's word is, God's law is sure. It's something you can rely on. There's nothing, no shadow of doubt with God. God's law is sure. God's law is precious. I was reminded of that song, Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds. Nothing I desire compares with you. And if you look on our parish news, our parish magazine this month, you'll see something about precious gold and God refining us through his word and his law. So God's law is like all of these things. Oh, wait on, there's one more. Do you remember one more thing that that psalm said that God's law was like? Sweet. Precious and honey. It's sweeter than honey. Oh, that just about makes me want to have some honey cake for morning tea, but I don't think we've got that today. So God's law is so sweet. God's law is always, always there and very sweet. So God's word is also God's word, God's law can be a lamp for our feet to guide where we want to go. So if you follow God's law, it will show you the way. God's word is a lamp to my feet. So let's sing it. We can stand up and sing.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid, think I've lost my way, you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a my guide, hold me to your side, and I will love you to the end.
Okay, please sit down again. And let's continue thinking about God's law. The psalmist said that there were a whole lot of benefits to us of following God's law. Well, I don't think that means that there's a big God is a big policeman who's going to chase you and go, oh, you did that wrong, oh, you did that wrong. Let's see what some of the benefits are of following God's law. God's law revives us. I wonder if we could say that the law of the land revives us. No, what do you think? No, I don't think so. God's law is different. God's law does. When we follow God's law, we're going his way and he is with us and he carries us through the hard times. We follow God's law and it revives us, gives new life to us. It gives us wisdom. Hands up if you think you've got enough wisdom to last you for a lifetime. No? No? Hands up if you think you could use a bit more. Yes, I think I could. Okay. So God's law, following God's law, gives us wisdom. We can follow God's law. We know it is sure. We know it is true. We know it is trustworthy, and it will give us wisdom. God's love gives us joy. Oh, wow, that's pretty amazing. You need a bit more joy in your life? Follow God's way. God's law gives us light. And that's what we just sung about, isn't it? God's law gives us light for our path. Following God's way gives us light, shows us the way to go. It mightn't show us what's in the far distance of our journey, but it will always show us the next step. So we can take one step in faith with God shedding light on that step, and then the next, and then the next. And there's always enough. God's law will give us light for our journey. God's love warns us. It's very hard to read that red, isn't it? God's love warns us. That's why I made it in red, because it's red for danger. When something happens and things aren't going quite so well, we should maybe think, just take a pause and think, is God warning me about something here? We can always use God's word, God's law, as our marker. So we know if we're following God's law, we're okay. If we're not, he's giving us warning. The flashing red light, look out. Ever seen a flashing red light in your Bible? Maybe not in actual Technicolor, but I think the Bible sometimes does give us warning. God's love rewards us. Who likes a reward? Oh, I like a reward. I wonder what the rewards for us are when we follow God's law. I think that joy, that wisdom, that new life, that light for our journey are some pretty marvelous rewards for us from following God's law. Oops. And now I'm going to get Glenda to come and read us something else out of Scripture about God's law.
Okay, so we're reading from Matthew 5, 17 to 19, and it's entitled The Fulfillment of the Law. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Anyone who breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
Glenda, Jesus taught us, came to fulfill the law. Jesus' words there, he came to fulfill the law, not to turn it over, not to say, hey, guys, we've got something new to follow now, forget all of that, but to say, no, this is God's way. These are the laws you should live by. Remember that God gave the people of Israel 10 commandments. back in the time of Moses. Do you think they had a hard time following them? They sure did. Do you think they could remember them all? Yeah, maybe they remembered them in their head, but not so much in their heart. When Jesus came to fulfill those laws, he didn't say, all right, well, you've forgot all about all of that, so we'll chuck them out and start again. He said, two things I want you to remember. Love God, love your neighbor. It's not that hard. Love God, love your neighbor. Not that hard. Love God, love your neighbor. Just do it. Just do it. Think they had a hard time doing that? Yep, they sure did. Indy knows they had a really hard time. So Jesus, I guess, took a deep breath and said, right, one. Can you do one? One's not that hard. One's pretty easy to remember, one. Love one another as I have loved you. You remember that? Love one another as I have loved you. Jesus came to fulfill the law, and that's what Jesus told us to do. Can you do that one thing for Jesus? Can you do that one thing for Jesus? Right. I think you probably can. And on this star that you've got, if you've got your gold star or your pink star or your green star, orange star, and you've got a pen, okay, what I want you to do is to think about and write about some way that you, this week that's just beginning, can be a star for Jesus, can do that one thing Jesus asked you to do. How can you show Jesus' love in the world, in your little world, wherever you are, this week? Just write it on there, then you can fold it up and put it in your purse and take it home. And then when you see that star, or when you look into the sky tonight, if it's not cloudy, and you see the stars, you can remember what you wrote on your star and do that for Jesus. Do that one thing. And by doing that one thing, loving one another as Jesus loved you, you are following God's law down to the last dot. When you finish doing that, just fold it up, put it in your pocket, put the lid back on that felt pen. Don't let it run loose in the church, otherwise we'll have a big mess and the cleaner will rouse on us. And when all those promises are folded up and put in your pocket, let's stand and together share a statement of belief. We believe in one, on this occasion, everybody is the yellow. Okay, just have to change that. I'll change you back in a little while. So let us share this statement of belief. We believe in one God who made and loves all that is. We believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was born, lived, died, and rose again, and is coming to call all to account. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who calls, equips, and sends out God's people, and brings all things to their true end. This is our faith, the faith of the Church. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, so this time of the song, you're going to sit down. All right, it's just to be tricky. So this is a very easy song, and there's no music to accompany it. So it's a cappella, all right? So you're going to be a choir, and you're going again to be divided into teams. So you guys were white last time. Do you want to be white this time or would you want to be yellow? White, you stay with white? Okay. You're white, you're yellow, and altogether you are blue. Okay. This is a bit dodgy. For internet people, I apologise, but you're going to get me singing on the internet. Woohoo! Okay, the song is by a guy called Colin Buchanan, and it is very easy, otherwise I wouldn't be singing it. It says, Allelu, 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 Alleluia, praise ye the Lord. Allelu, 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 Alleluia, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, Alleluia, praise ye the Lord, Alleluia, praise ye the Lord, Alleluia, praise ye the Lord. Okay, you've got it already, you probably know it. Okay, so here we go. Yellow. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia,
praise ye the Lord.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia,
praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord, Alleluia,
praise ye the Lord,
Alleluia,
praise ye the Lord,
Alleluia,
praise ye the Lord.
We got it?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it again.
Alleluia, 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 praise ye the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 Alleluia,
praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord, Alleluia,
praise ye the Lord,
Alleluia,
praise ye the Lord,
Alleluia,
praise ye the Lord.
All right, I'm going to go back. Oops. Go back, Janet, not forwards. We go back and we'll stand up and we'll sing it like we mean it in praise to our mighty God. Okay, so you can wave your arms, you can sing your biggest voices and all your heart. Okay, yellows, go.
Alleluia, 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 Alleluia,
praise ye the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 Alleluia,
praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord, Alleluia,
praise ye the Lord,
Alleluia,
praise ye the Lord,
Alleluia,
praise ye the Lord.
Are you getting good at this? Alleluia, 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 Alleluia,
praise ye the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 Alleluia,
praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord, Alleluia,
praise ye the Lord,
Alleluia,
praise ye the Lord,
Alleluia,
praise ye the Lord.
I think you're amazing, my acapella choir. Give yourselves a clap. And we'll have a sit now, and it's time for our prayers. So as we pray for the world and for the church, let's just sit quietly and focus our mind on our loving Lord. Loving Lord, we just thank you for this world that you have made. It's so wonderful, and there's so much in it to be thankful for you, thankful to you for. We thank you for the stars that remind us of your love over countless generations. We thank you for the air we breathe, for the places we live, for the people we meet every day who are part of your family. We thank you, Lord, that you walk with us wherever we go. Lord, we hold before you places in the world where there is hate and fear, where people are living in fear and darkness, where people don't know you. Loving God, we pray that people, your children, will learn to speak your word boldly, and tell others about your mighty acts and the greatness of your law. Thank you, Lord, that even when our man-made laws fail, your law is firm and trustworthy. We pray for those in this that we know who are sick and in need of your healing. We thank you that you are a God who heals. We thank you that Jesus died to bring healing and wholeness and new life. We hold before you in our hearts those who we know who are sick and in need of your touch of healing. Give them the comfort and peace of your presence and bring them joy. We thank you and we praise you in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Now, I forgot to push those slides forward. Fortunately, you knew the words. We'll sing this song, that My Lighthouse, because we remember that Jesus is our light, and if we follow his guiding light, we can't go wrong with our lives. So let's stand up and sing joyfully together.
In my wrestling and in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. In the silence, you won't let go. In the questions, your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore.
So we now say farewell to our online viewers with the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.